We're in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, and we're up to Sivav, and that's what we will be doing. Yochal Miyad. After making a motzi, one should be careful to eat immediately. V'lo yasiach bein bracha la'achila. One should not speak between the bracha and actually eating. Now, what happens if you did? V'imsach tzorach lachzur lovarach. And if you spoke, then one will have to go make another bracha. Because he is being mafsik between the bracha and the achila, the bracha never took effect yet. Ela im kein hoysa hasicha bedvarim miinyan dvarim shemavarchen alav. Unless what he said when he spoke between the bracha and the achila was something that has something to do with the bracha, with what you're eating. Kagon shabirach alapas, you make a motzi. Mekodem sheochal, and before he ate, Omar, heviu melach oliftan, bring salt, or bring liftan, something to accompany the bread. So since that is l'tzorach li'achila, bidieved, it is not a hefsek. L'chatchila, you're not supposed to be mafsek even with this. Tnu liploni lechol, give this person to eat. Even if he's not an oni, so it's not the mitzvah of tztaka, nevertheless, it is something that has to do with eating. Tnu macho labehema, go feed the animals. Now, why is that? What does that have to do with our suda? Because the halacha is that it is usur to eat before you feed your animals. So it is a tzorach of your suda if you realize that you haven't fed the animals yet. Similarly, it says if you ask, well, bring the dishes. Anything to do with the meal, that would be mutter. Now, by the way, with this inyan of the behemah, the Mishnah Berurah brings to Magen Avraham in the name of the Sefer Hasidim that this is only for food, but when it comes for drink, a human comes before an animal. We learned that from Rivka, who said Shasei, the gam l'gmalech ashke. So you see that first she offered the drink to Eliezer and then to the camels. The kayotze beilu ein sarach levarach, there one does not have to... One does not have to make a bracha again. Says the Ramah, Hagol, Mikomach, Melchatchil, Lo Yafsik Klal, even in these things. Now, the Isser of Hefsik, of being Mafsik, is before you eat. What is considered eating? So first of all, the Mishnah Berurah says that eating really means swallowing. Because we paskin that if you're just going to taste something and spit it out, we don't make a bracha on it. But he does bring dais that as soon as you start chewing, you've begun your eating, and the bracha was chal, and if you spoke before you swallowed, you're yotze b'dieved. He therefore says that if someone actually did that, it's a suffik brachas, and he would not have to make another bracha. So that if a person put it in his mouth and started chewing, even though he did not yet swallow, even though l'chatchil, he certainly should not be mafsik, but b'dieved, it is not a hefsik misafik. Shalom b'shas hadchak, the Mishnah Berurah says you should not only wait until you swallow, but you should really wait until you eat a whole kazayas. Further, now the Ramah says that l'chatchila you shouldn't be mafsik, so that means even if you forgot to prepare salt, you should not actually ask for salt after the motzi. You should ask for it before the motzi, but not after the motzi. Now the next piece of Ramah is one that the Mishnah Berurah ends up not paskening like. V'hadi imsach dvarim b'teilim, tzarech lachsul l'varach. That if you spoke dvarim b'teilim, here dvarim b'teilim doesn't mean dvarim b'teilim in the conventional sense. Dvarim b'teilim here means something that is unrelated to the Suda. Hainu dafka shesach kodim sha'och ala botzeya. That's only if you spoke before the botzeya, the one who made the bracha, ate. The Ramah says that really no one else has to eat from the prusa, only the one who made the bracha. That we're knowing that he breaks bread and everyone eats from the piece that he broke off, that is a hiddur. But miikara din, you don't have to. That's for chivuv hamitzvah. So he therefore says, the Ramah says, that if the Botseya already ate his bread, even though no one else did, if they spoke, the bracha was chal, and they can now eat and would not have to make another bracha. Mishnah Berurah brings down that not everybody argues with this Ramah, and therefore the halacha would be that if they spoke, they should make another bracha. The Mishnah Brura asks the question in the other direction. What happens if the Botzeah spoke and they didn't speak? There he leaves that as a tzarech iyun.